Sagt der Heilige Mischna weiter, Masechtes Menachas, Perik Gimel, Mishna Gimel. Shtei Menachas, we have two carbon minchas. Shaloi Nikmetzu, where Kmitza wasn't done yet. Vinesarvu Zubazu, and they got a little bit mixed up with each other. So what happened? It says about Tanura, two Menachas fell into the same bowl. Part of each mincha became mixed with the other mincha in the middle of the bowl, but by the same token, the other parts of each mincha remained separate on the two sides. Now here's the catch. Zokta Mishnah Weiter, im yochel likmoitz mizu bifnei atzma umizu bifnei atzma. I'm looking at the two parts of the minchas that didn't get mixed up. How much do I have over there? If I have enough so that the Kayin can do a kmitza on each mincha separately, in other words, without having to take flour from the part that did get mixed up, ksheiras it is kosher. See, I have to have a koimitz from each mincha separately, and I can do that here, because there's enough that didn't get mixed up on the side of the bowl. But v'im lav. But if I'm looking at the parts that didn't get mixed up, and I say, uh-oh, I don't have a koimitz of flour here. The only way I can do a kmitz, I have to fill up the inside of my palm, is to take a little bit from the flour that did get mixed up. That won't be good. V'im lav, if I don't have a separate kmitza from each psulois. Now really, what's the problem? So let me take a little bit from the middle, so it's mixed up. What's the problem? The problem is, says the Bat Tanura, that the Torah gives us instructions from its flour, not from its friend's flour. In other words, you can't have a koimitz that has flour from another mincha. Zokta Mishnah Weiter. Ha koimitz, what if I have a koimitz? Shenis Arev, that got mixed up. B'mincha shaloi nikmitza. I have one mincha, the koin already did the kmitza. He has the flour in the palm of his hands, his finger straightened out, whatever kmitza is, he did it. And that got mixed up with another mincha where no kmitza was done yet. Zokta Mishnah, lo yaktir, don't put this up on the Mizbeach to be burned. But if for whatever reason the Kayan didn't learn this Mishnah, the im hiktir, he did put it up to be burnt on the Mizbeach. So zu she nikmitza, the mincha that had its kmitza done on it already, also lebailam. The bailam ayotzer their chayv. Vizu shaloi nikmitza, but the one that didn't have its kmitza done yet, loy also lebailam. They're not yotzer their chayv. They're going to have to bring another one. So let's try to focus on this for a moment. I did the kmitza. Should have put the kmitza up on the mizbeach. Instead, it got mixed up with another mincha where no kmitza was done yet. Really, why can't they put everything up on the mizbeach? This way I know for sure that my kmitza is on the mizbeach. The problem is you're not allowed to put something up on the mizbeach that doesn't belong there. As far as the other mincha is concerned, it doesn't belong on the mizbeach. Well, why can't they do another kmitza for the other one? Can't. Because what are you going to do? You're going to take a koimitz out and then another koimitz out? Each koimitz can have flour from another mincha, and we already said that's going to passel it. So l'chadchili, you can't put it up. Now, if he didn't listen and he did put it up, okay. So the original kmitza that was done before the mixture, that lamaisa was burnt over here. But as far as the other mincha is concerned, that's useless for their bialim. Vayter says the Mishnah, nis'arev kumtz, let's say, the koimitz of a mincha got mixed up bishureha, with its own flour that was left over. You're supposed to take the koimitz out, the shirayim go to the bialim, and the koimitz goes up in the mizbech. My problem is, I took the koimitz out and oops, dropped it back in with the rest of the mincha. That's called, again, nis'arev kumtza, its koimitz got mixed up yishireh with its own leftover flour, oy b'shireh shel chavrta. Or it got mixed up with the leftover flour of another mincha, lo yakter, you can't put it up on the mizbeach. Now here we're even more strict. When it got mixed up with a mincha that no kmitza was done yet, so there's an issa d'rabanan to put it up on the mizbeach because can't put anything up on the mizbeach, it doesn't belong there. Now we're talking about putting shirayim on the mizbeach, where the kmitza was done. Here there's a pasuk that says, lo saktiru mimenu isha l'ashem. And chazal dasha lo saktiru. You shouldn't burn anything Mimenu Ishel Hashem, from which a part has already been taken as something which has to go up on the Mizbeach. Once the koimitz was taken, it's an Isser D'Iraisa to put the Shirayim up on the Mizbeach. So lo yakdir, you're not allowed to burn it on the Mizbeach. Lemaisa, despite the serious Isser, if he was Oiver, the Im Hikdir, even here, the fact is the koimitz was burnt, and also Lebailam. The Bailam are Yetzir Chayv, but he really was not supposed to put it up. Vayter says the Mishnah, Nitma HaKoimetz. What if the Koimetz became Tomei? Came into contact with something that was Tomei, and something that's Tomei can't go up on the Mizbeach. But Vihikrivoi, this Koimetz must have not learned this Mishnah. He was Makrivit anyway. Hatzitz Miratza. What's the Tzitz? It's what the Kohen Gadol wore on his forehead, the gold plate that was engraved with the words, Kodesh Lashem. Now the Pasuk says, V'nosa aharei nesavoyin hakadoshim. That means that the tzitz can take something that was tomei and create a kapara so that it should be accepted. There's a rule. What type of tumah the tzitz could be mechaper on? It has to be something where, if you had the tzibur being tomei, we would allow you to be makrifit. Remember from Masechtas Pesachim we learned? If the tzibur is tomei, you could still bring the carbon pesach. So here we don't have a tzibur being tummy. But if it's that type of thing where there's any kind of a heter, the tzitz will work to be mechaperit. Now, yotza, if the koimitz was taken out of the azara, the kriva and the koim was makrivit anyway, ain't a tzitz meratza. The tzitz doesn't work for everything. Shat tzitz meratza ala tummy. The tzitz has the power to take something that is tummy and to say, even though it shouldn't have been brought up on the mizbeach, but lemaisa it'll be accepted. But the Eina Meratza Leyotzit can't do the same for something that was taken out of the Azara. Even though you can argue, look, what's the reason that the Tzitz could be a Meratza on Tumma? Because sometimes Tumma is Hotra but Tzibra if everyone is Tumnei. Well, there was a time, even when it went out, it was good. We learned about the Bama in Noiv and Givain. There were different times. You were allowed to take things out. So that would have been our Hava Amina. But Lemaisa, the Mishnah says, no, absolutely not. Because the Pasuk says, the Tzitz works for Lirotzayin Lehem Lefnei Hashem. It has to be an Aveira that is the Lifnei Hashem. In other words, it became Tomei in the Beis HaMikdash. But if it wasn't Lifnei Hashem, like it came out of the Azara, for that the Tzitz would not be Meratz. Okay, so Chazring over, Peri Gimel, Mishnah Gimel, if you have two Menachais that didn't have their Kmitza yet, and they got mixed up one with the other, both fell into one keli. Some of it got mixed up, but some of it is still separate on the sides. If you still manage to get a kmitza for each one from those sides that didn't get mixed up, both are kosher. If not, they're pasul. Then we learned if you have a koimitz, I already did the kmitza, but it got mixed up with a mincha where no kmitza was done. Lechatchila, you cannot put it up on the mizbeach. It's also not an option to do another kmitza because now I have no guarantee that in the kmitz it's only from one mincha. So again, a koimitz that got mixed up with another mincha where no kmitz was done, you can't put it up on the mizbeach. If he did, if he took the whole mixture and put it up on the mizbeach, so look, the mincha that the kmitz was already done, those bailim are good because lamaisa, the koimitz was burnt on the mizbeach. But the one that was waiting for kmitz, he's going to have to do it again. He's not yotze. If the koimitz of a mincha, after kmitza was done, got mixed up with the leftover of the same mincha, or someone else's leftover, in other words, there was another mincha that kmitza was done already on that mincha, but it got mixed up with the shirayim of that mincha, you're not supposed to be makdirit. Here there is an iser min atoida. We said, ki chal tsar v'chal devash le'sektiru mimenu isha l'ashem, mimenu isha, anything where a part of it was already taken for the mizbeach. The rest cannot be put up. There's a lav of leisaktiru. But despite that, if he did, the bailam are yotzer. Fact is, the koimitz went up on the mizbeach. Vayter says the Mishnah, if the koimitz became tamei, and the koim was makavid anyway, the tzitz that the kohen gadol is wearing is meratza because it's mechaper on tuma and the mincha is kosher. But if the problem is, after the kmitza, that it left the azara and he was makavid afterwards, the tzitz won't work for that, because the tzitz is meratza on a psul of tumah, not on a problem of it leaving the azara.